She's been on quite the roll professionally as a fan. She is the founder of the Fangirl Sports Network online. It's FGSN.com. Her Twitter handle is at Tracy Sandler. Tracy, always great having you on the show. How's life been treating you down there in California these days?
All is well. Thank you for asking. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Now, when you come on, I always want to start with your great undertaking, because for somebody listening the first time, I want them to know about it. I mentioned the Fangirl Network, so share with us kind of your inspiration, and for those who jump on board, the kind of information and coverage they'll get.
Well, I wanted to start a platform that had content for female fans specifically that really was speaking to female fans. So the content, I think, applies to everybody and is enjoyed by everybody, but we're really, you know, talking to women. And so you'll get all your news updates. You get a lot of really fun content covering everything in the world of sports, from five fun facts to Fangirl in Training to the Friday Five, the podcast, the Tracy Sandler Show, lots of original memes, lots of original content. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable. I love it.
And if
anybody goes to Tracy's Twitter feed, they'll notice a photo of a very joyful Michigan grad from NRG
yes.
Stadium in Houston as the Wolverines beat Washington. Share that experience being on the scene as your alma mater wins a national championship.
It was absolutely amazing. Had the best time ever. I mean, really, it was the best time I had. It was obviously an incredible season for Michigan. Personally, I was able to go to the Ohio State game. I was able to go to the Rose Bowl and able to go to the national championship. But being at the Natty was just something I'll never forget. It was my favorite moment in sports fandom, for sure.
Wow. That's a heck of a trifecta for 1 year, Tracy. Nice.
That was amazing.
Talking with Tracy Sandler, Fangirl Network. And, of course, success breeds attention. We know Jim Harbaugh did great work with the Niners. Then he went to Ann Arbor. Now he's back in the NFL. I'm just curious, what's been the buzz among you and your fellow Michigan alum of, A, winning the title, then now losing him back to the pros?
Well, I think we kind of knew this was going to happen, and everybody had the feeling that if he wins a national championship, great, then no worries. And honestly, he deserves it. He's been incredible for the University of Michigan. Of course, wish he was still there, but excited about Sharon Moore. But he'll do great in the NFL, and Jim Harbaugh's the best. I just love him. I'm now a new Chargers fan.
Okay. I won't tell your Niners fans friends that, I promise.
Well, I'm not a Niners fan,
though.
I'm a beat reporter,
right.
So it's different.
That's
I'm not a fan of the team, so I didn't have a team. So now I get to have the Chargers and the Vikings because of J.J. McCarthy.
All right. Gotta love that. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention you are a Dodgers fan. And
I am.
They're headed to NYC. I'm a lifelong Yankees fan, so I'm not sure I should be talking to you right now. Now we also know what they added during the offseason. Shohei, Yamamoto, and Glasnow to the pitching rotation. Kershaw's on the mend. So how you feeling? How you liking your guys in blue as they get ready to go play this big series back in my old stomping ground?
Well, I think it's going to be a really tough season. The Dodgers' offense has struggled somewhat of late, and they lost a tough game to Pittsburgh yesterday, though they did score 6 runs, but they gave up 10, so unfortunately they did not win that game. So they've been a little up and down. The bats have been either very hot or very cold, but this is going to be a big series against the Yankees, and I will say I'd rather the Dodgers kind of get this out of the way now. This kind of up and downness and figure out what they need for October than October, because oftentimes they just cruise to the regular season and then October is where things go wrong.
Let's get to the 49ers, talking with Tracy Sandler, Fangirl Sports Network. Huge news this week, the contract extension for Christian McCaffrey kind of reset the money scale for a back. You know, and last year he joined the likes of Montana, Young, Rice, Offensive Player of the Year. How big was it, you think, to kind of lock up their Mr. Do-Everything?
I think it was huge. It was relatively painless. It went pretty fast. It was somewhat of a surprise it got done so quickly, which was awesome. And it also freed up quite a bit of cap space for them this year and next, which is something they're going to need as they get ready next season to pay Brock Purdy and are trying very hard to sign Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I'm happy you brought that up, because when a team has success, everybody's like, yeah, when are you going to pay me? And we know Debo just got the big bucks, and he gets paid big this year and next. You mentioned Brock Purdy after this year. You know, they had already made a tough decision, speaking of Oregon, keeping Armstead, letting Defoe Buckner walk. So as far as Brandon Ayuk, what are you hearing?
Well, and Armstead, they let go, you know, this year.
Right. I'm saying that was like the original decision. What are you hearing about Ayuk? I mean, is it a lock he gets the big contract? I mean, what's the buzz? What are you thinking?
It's not a lock. I don't believe they're really anywhere close at the moment, so I wouldn't say anything is imminent. But history has shown that they do get it done, and they figure out a way to get it done. They're going to have to make a lot more big decisions next year. But I know they want Brandon Ayuk on this team long term, and it's just, I think, a matter of if they can come to agreement. You know, he is still under contract. He could be tagged. He could play this year under the contract that he has, and they could, you know, see what happens next year. But I'm confident it will get done. I'm just maybe not as confident as I was, but I still do think that if he is a major priority in San Francisco. And I do know they want him there long term, and I think it's the best place for him to be long term. It's going to be a matter of getting to a place where everybody's happy.
And I've got to ask you about another Oregon player, D'Amador Lenoir. 2 years ago, when Emmanuel Mosley tore his ACL, he stepped in. Very good last year as a starter. I saw you kind of put out a I spy with my eye, a list of guys who weren't at mini camp. I know he wasn't there. It's a final year of his
He was there. He didn't. Oh, I didn't say he wasn't there. He didn't practice, but he was there.
All right. I misunderstood you on Twitter. See, the difference between talking in person and social media.
The only person who wasn't there was Brandon Ayuk. Trent Williams missed the first day because his daughter was graduating, but the only person who wasn't there was Brandon Ayuk. Everyone else was there, but not everybody else practiced. And D'Amador was one of those people who had been there for OTAs and everything, so they kind of gave those guys a little bit of a little bit more of a rest just because they'd been there a while.
And to continue along those lines, I mean, I told you when he stepped in, the season he had last year, what about how he kind of stepped up and performed?
He's been incredible. I actually wrote a big story on D'Amador for the playoffs. It came out the day of the NFC Championship game. He's been incredible for San Francisco. He's been even way more than they thought. I mean, you know, a fifth round pick, though. I think we all know where your pick doesn't really matter. It's how you do once you get there. But he's been so good for this team. He's a person whose contract is up. He's in the final year of his contract. He and Charvarius Ward, and it's certainly going to be hard to keep both of them. And especially if they both continue to play at a high level. But D'Amador has been incredible for San Francisco, and I don't think that that will change at all this season.
And the last thing I want to get to, of course, a couple of years ago they lost D'Amico Ryans, their defensive coordinator, had a great rookie year with Houston, and now they've got a new defensive coordinator after Steve Wilks, Nick Sorensen. What's been the word about his getting promoted into the big chair on defense?
Well, you know, someone who's been with the organization for a long time, and a lot of the guys have actually mentioned that he has similarity to D'Amico, very different coach, but similar in terms of energy and vibe, which is certainly a good thing. But he's someone Kyle Shanahan has known for a long time. He's been in the organization. The players really like him and respect him, and I think he's going to be a really good fit, kind of get them a little bit back to where they were before D'Amico Ryans left. And then, of course, they brought Brandon Staley in as an assistant head coach. So that adds a whole other dynamic. But I think Sorensen is going to do well, and I think he's going to do just fine transitioning to this new position.
Folks, she's Tracy Sandler, always brings her uplifting joy for what she does, always generous enough with her time. Again, check out the Fangirl Network. Visit FGSN.com. Follow on Twitter at TracyFGSN. Tracy, you rock. I love seeing your site and following grow. Always appreciate the time. Be well, and of course, look forward to talking again as the season kind of sneaks up on us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Take care, Tracy.